Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where we get real with business so your business can get real with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, you will learn about a book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur, and I tell you exactly why you should read it. And today's must-read book is Book Yourself Solid by Michael Port. Michael Port is a New York Times best-selling author, and this book, Book Yourself Solid, broke records on Amazon and is known as one of those must-have business books. Let's find out why in this must-read episode. Let's get down to business. Every so often, there's a book that comes along that everyone's like, you must read this book. This is a great book. This is one of those books, Book Yourself Solid, is one of those books that I've heard influence and help so many business owners. So what is Book Yourself Solid all about? Michael Port is very big on the concept or the idea that marketing doesn't get you clients. It's what you do with your clients once you've marketed to them, once you have their attention. What do you do with them? And that's what this book is all about, how to book yourself solid. Now, this may sound like this is a book only for service-based businesses, but this is great for anybody who has any kind of business because it talks about a lot about branding yourself properly, promoting yourself properly, and getting the clients you really want to work with. Now, Michael breaks up Book Yourself Solid into four major modules. The first one is your foundation. The second one is building trust and credibility. The third is simple selling and perfect pricing. And the fourth is the 7 core self-promotion strategies. When I read Book Yourself Solid, I have to be honest with you, there wasn't a part of the book where I said, oh, let me fast forward to this. I don't really need to read this. Every single chapter of this book was useful. Every single chapter, I didn't feel like he was wasting my time. I felt like he actually was giving me value every single time he decided to convey an idea, which is actually quite rare in the nonfiction genre. Most nonfiction books are based on one idea, and they reinforce this idea in different ways. And it's more like a mental shift. It's more like you're changing your mindset about something. Michael does this in the book, but he also gives you practical steps to move forward and book more clients than you can handle. There are a few concepts in this book that I really want to share with you that really influenced Nicole and I and our business. And I'll go into later why we read this book in the first place. One of the concepts that Michael is known for is his red velvet rope policy. You know that red velvet rope that they have outside of like very fancy clubs where only important VIP people can walk in? And he has this concept or this idea that you should only work with people that you're meant to work with, people that bring out the best in you, people that actually get you excited to work with. So basically qualifying your customers before actually just accepting anybody that's willing to pay. Because you'll find out something that's actually a really harsh reality. I'm going to say something that may offend some people out there, but it's really the truth. And the truth is that not all customers are created equal. Now, let me explain. Sometimes you're going to get customers that need more attention than you expect, more attention than others, that might just be a little bit too much trouble than it's worth, than worth spending your time doing business with them. He also talks about why people buy what you're selling, how to develop your personal brand, and how to talk about what you do, which is a concept a lot of people don't explain. Sometimes you just have to talk about with other people, your clients, colleagues, people at conferences. What's your elevator pitch? How are you going to explain what you actually do in a concise, informative, and engaging way? Another concept that he brings up in the book is simple selling and perfect pricing. And that's in module 3. And he talks about how do you price yourself and how do you sell to people without being salesy or being obnoxious or being, you know, a little bit aggressive. It's a great formula or a great way for people that are sensitive to selling. And I really highly recommend you read this book if you feel that way about sales. So why did Book Yourself Solid influence myself and Nicole, because we both read this book so much in our business? How did it affect us? Actually, we listened to this book. We listened to it together in audiobook format. And we were on vacation at the time. We were taking some time off to kind of diffuse and regroup and to plan. And the book was so timely because at the time, Nicole and I were really doing a lot of service-based business work. Nicole's a videographer and I do a fair amount of web development work. So we did a lot of that work at that time, and we were dealing with different types of clients, and we were trying to really manage our business properly. That's kind of where Business Republic came from. It was a service-based business. And Book Yourself Solid really changed and set our mindset about how we deal with our clients and how we see our business as a whole. Michael does a great job taking complex ideas and conveying them in a simple way and giving real-life examples. He's also quite fun and lighthearted in the book. It's actually a quite easy read. I never felt like the book was dragging anyway, and I also found myself anticipating what was going to come next because all the chapters build upon each other. I highly recommend you read Book Yourself Solid. It's greatly affected our business in a positive way. It also changed the way we saw working with clients as well as booking new ones. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show, your reviews, your ratings, your subscriptions. It means so much to us. If you're listening for the first time, I highly recommend that you subscribe to the podcast so you get these episodes automatically. We would love for you to be a part of what we're doing here. If you find that this podcast is a great resource for you, we would love for you to show your support by giving us an iTunes rating and review. Anybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review automatically gets two things. One, they get our popular teaching and presenting handbook. This is valued at $29, but we're giving it to you for free to show our appreciation for your support. The second thing you're going to get is that you get to enter the weekly draw for a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, we announce who wins a free ride. If you want to learn how to give an iTunes rating and review, just visit 100mba.net/show. And if you do give us a rating and review, please email us at contact@100mba.net so we know so we can send you your free ebook. Here's a review from TX Actor. Marketing Nuts and Bolts Well Delivered, 5 stars. First time I've listened to this show, but it won't be the last. Great explanation of the current buzzword, avatar. Well-produced show with good audio and an enthusiastic host. On-point content delivered in small bites, easy to digest. Well done. Thank you, TX Actor, for your review. That's just awesome. Thank you so much. Guys, if you're looking to build your business and make sales guaranteed, then I recommend you check out our lab program that we just recently launched. The Lab Program is a private business coaching program that we're running with only 15 members. If you'd like to apply to become one of those 15, please visit 100mba.net/lab. Guys, I want to leave you with this, and I'm going to share something with you. Sometimes when we're working on our business, Nicole and I, and we're planning out what we're going to do this week or this month or this year, you know, we realize something very important, and I want to share that with you. You can only focus on one thing at a time. And you need to be at your best when you're focusing on something. So make sure you spend some time to plan, and then once you've planned it out, take the time to execute and focus on what you're supposed to focus at that specific time. Don't go back to planning. Have a specific time for planning. That could be once a week or once every 2 weeks. But once you have your orders that you've set out for yourself, make sure you focus and execute on what you're supposed to do on that given time. Second-guessing yourself and reevaluating the situation is going to waste a lot of time and a lot of your mental capacity. You need to trust yourself, the self that actually set out that plan in the first place, and just focus on what's given for you that day or that moment. Go all in, do your best, and then move on to the next thing. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.